Welcome back to another episode of Navigating Postpartum with me, Jeree Williams. And I am so glad that you are tuning in. Make sure that you are leaving a review, you like, you comment, you share, all those things. And let's get started. So today we're going to be talking about a life of a woman. So now you know. Being a woman can bring on so many different responsibilities that we didn't even ask for. It just happened because of our gender. But that doesn't mean that we can't make it happen for us. Like, we can't live our best life, okay? So, as a woman, you know, we are nurturing. We're natural planners. We can carry life, y'all. You run a home, whether you're single or married. You can multitask even when you don't even think you can. And you're already multitasking because you have things running through your mind while you wash the dishes or you're driving and you think about other things. All those crazy things. And you provide nourishment through, like, breast milk if you breastfeed. Or, like, as you nourish meals for your family or nourish meals for yourself. All those different roles. We're creative. We're selfless, y'all. We would go to the end of the earth to make sure that people are okay and put ourselves on a back burner at times. But we're shifting that narrative. But this still happens. And we're also committed. We are committed to any task or mission that we put our minds to. We make sure that we accomplish it. And I think that is just so amazing. Especially as I think about these things. Like, being a woman is tough. Just like motherhood. But I know that because we were designed as a woman, that we can conquer anything that comes our way. And I know I could keep going on and on and on about the list of things that women do and responsibilities. And I'm sure you get where I'm coming from. So I won't even go there, okay? But I want to let you know more about how I am always looking to be my higher self. And as I'm transforming and becoming the woman that I desire to be. It isn't always an easy journey, but it's a life of a woman. Because as a woman, we set the foundation for our homes. We make sure that we are having efficiency in whatever we're doing, making sure that we're raising our children to the best of our abilities, making sure our marriages, like we're showing up to our marriages, giving our best. So these are some of the things that I always reflect on. And I also reflect on myself, like, how am I taking care of myself as a woman? Like, am I taking care of my wellness, mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, making sure that I'm doing things that are fulfilling and within my purpose? There's so many things I can go on and on. But I just want to tell you more about it and see how you feel and checking in with yourself and how you are becoming your higher self. So we're going to get into it. So at the start of the year, I made my mission to continue to become the woman I desire daily. Not just every once in a while, but every day. So I wrote my list of who she is. I know I look at my list a lot and I always think about me creating healthier meals for my family or making sure that I'm taking care of myself, like working out daily, like whether it's something for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever. I'm making sure that I'm taking care of my presentation, of making sure that I'm getting dressed for myself, not staying in pajamas all day, or when I go out the house sometimes try not to rush and throw on my sweats and my jogging suit and try to actually put myself together. It's so many things on my list. If y'all want me to share, I can make more of a podcast about it, but I won't go there. And I also talk about it in my program that I'll be talking more about this month, about how we become that woman. But yeah, let's keep going. So when I made this list, I had to reflect on the things that I'm doing now and the things I'm not doing right now. And it was humbling, y'all. I had to be honest about where I was, and I had to let me tell you, I was not there on all the spots, but what I can tell you is that I was making progress. So it's not about perfection. It's about you making that 1% commitment every day to get a little better. So what I did after I made that list, I made an actionable plan using a 60-day vision. I reflected on different components. How do I want to show up for me? How do I want to show up for my family? How do I want to show up for my business? How do I want to show up in our finances? It's just so many things, like in my health goals. Basically, I wrote, what am I going to be doing in these next 60 days that I'm committed to every single day? And I've been committed to it. I've been reviewing it. I look at who I am, who I want to be, and I look at my list. Well, I look at my list of who I want to be, and then I look at my vision as well to make sure that I'm holding myself accountable, that I'm showing up as her. And let me tell you, I'm going to be transparent. It has stretched me in so many ways. I had to do things that are making me uncomfortable. If I don't want to do it that day, I have to push myself because I'm like, well, you showing up for Jure this year. Okay, regardless of how you feel in the moment, your feelings don't matter, but you're showing up for yourself. So I am committed to being selfful by investing in myself consistently. And investing in yourself, especially as a woman, is so beneficial. Because oftentimes we put ourselves on the back burner, especially as you go into different seasons in wifehood, motherhood, career. Like, you put yourself on the back burner, like you're trying to help everyone around you and you neglect your needs. But we no longer are doing that because we're investing in ourselves so that we can be soulful. We can be happy. And we're not walking around like frustrated from life or just angry that we didn't take care of ourselves while we're here. Okay? So I want you to keep that at the forefront. You just want to be able to love who you are and the growth that comes from it. Love yourself in all the seasons. Body changes. Life changes. All these things, like, they're going to come, but it's just about how you approach them. But like I told you, though, you show up with authority of setting the tone in your home. And I want you to know that you that girl. You might have to tap into it, but you that woman. Not that girl. You that woman, okay? You the one who are showing up for yourself. You are showing up for your family. You are doing the things that bring you joy. You're making sure you take care of yourself consistently. Not just the outer appearance, but your inner, like your emotional, your mental health. You are her. You just have to tap into her and make her show up. Because you are powerful. Because you are sometimes have to get over those fears, those feelings, and all those things that hold you back. And you have to dive deep to get her out. Because she's waiting. She's sitting in a waiting room waiting for you to tag her in. Like, girl, come on. I just want you to know that. It can be tough getting out of comfort. It is, but it's the best thing that you can do for yourself. Because it's so easy to live in the same routine with the same habits, even if they're bad. It's just you're used to it. You're like, okay, I know that I'm not working out. I know I'm not eating healthy. I know that I'm not taking care of myself. I'm just walking out of the house any type of way, even though it's messing up my confidence. Like, these things we have to fix. I'm not saying it's going to be fixed like you wake up, snap your fingers, you're there. It's a journey. And that's why I said the transformation is a lifelong journey. It's not something you do every night. But it's something you want to have at the forefront of you becoming the best woman of you possible. Okay? Because when you start reflecting on your habits, it can be humbling yet inspiring. I know since I read the book Atomic Habits by James Clear last year of 2021. I think I read it in like January. And since then, no, 2022. We're in 2023. So yeah, 2022 I read that book. And ever since then, I've been always reflecting of my habits. And habits are things that you do without thinking. And it can be good habits, bad habits, neutral habits. And I get more into it too as well. If you follow me on Instagram and enroll in my courses, I go deep into it. But if you also just want to read Atomic Habits, you can do that too. But it's so humbling yet inspiring because you get to reflect on what you're doing. So I know I could be honest with you. So I'm gonna tell you a little bit about what's going on in my season this year. Okay. So I'm stretching myself. Because you know I'm a stay-at-home mom with my toddler and I'm pregnant at the time. Well, right now at the time. And I've been in a wave of where like I can just wear my pajamas all day, lay in the bed, get work done, and get out the bed to do my cleaning task or play a little bit with my son or when we go somewhere. But I'm in a routine where I'm not really too proud of it. So even today, I'm just like, okay, things have to change. And I made me a routine list of what my ideal routine would be. And I followed it to the T today. And I made sure that I spent the morning I had to run through my day. So when I woke up, I did my devotion, prayer, like my silent time, I journaled. And I woke up, I got dressed for the day. I typically don't do that all the time. I'm not consistent, but I did that. Made sure I took my son to the potty because I'm in the process of potty training him and I want to get consistent with that. My husband made breakfast, so that allowed me time to plan more for throughout the day, so I'm posting content. And when my husband left to go to work, I did my 15-minute cleanup, like I tell y'all, and we went into the playroom. And we were in there from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. when he took a nap. And he did nothing but play, and we did some learning time. At first, I was going to try and do some work, but it didn't work out. But I'm telling you this because sometimes you have to stretch yourself. Like, y'all, I was tired. I was looking at the clock like, whoa. Like, I felt like I was back in teaching. But I had to remind myself, when you start new habits, it's hard at first, but you have to keep going. And so the more that I get into the groove of doing it, it's going to come easy. But it's because I'm shifting the habits of, oh, I could have laid in the bed and did all this stuff. But I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to separate my rest sleep area to where I'm focused and doing my best work. And so, yeah. And I'm also right now in the process of fasting, too, from entertainment. So I haven't been watching TV. I haven't been on TikTok scrolling or Instagram scrolling for fun. I'm on there for straight business stuff. And it just opened so many doors for me mentally and visually. Like, God has been telling me, like, okay, you said you wanted to become the best version of you. Here's what you need to be working on. And I found so many things that I just have to work on. And it's been beautiful, guys. Like, even though I'm like, whoa, I didn't know that. But it's to the point where I'm looking at things differently. Like how I told you, I'm looking at my ideal routine again. Like, okay, let me switch that again. I'm showing up consistently to my son doing toddler time, although we didn't go this week because he was sick. But I'm doing all of these things, and it's freeing, y'all. It's like looking at a new person in the mirror every day. Because every day I go to sleep, before I go to sleep, I'm like, did you get 1% better? Did you do something that was on that list? And y'all, went back plant-based, and I feel so much better because I never really was a meat eater. But sometimes that's the quicker meals. So we've been meal prepping. I've been taking my son to toddler time. I've been getting work done. It's just showing up, especially because I'm not having entertainment as distractions. And I'm in the season where I'm trying to have minimal distractions. I'm trying to stay focused. And I'm also a minimalist right now, so I can tell y'all more about it if you're interested, but that's another podcast. But I'm telling you these things because when you really tap in into the woman that you want to become, you're going to show up different from the inside to the outer exterior. And it's just a good feeling. Like, I know I'm taking care of myself more. I'm like, okay, I got to leave the house. So I have this thing, because I'm with my son all the time, I have this thing where once a week I'm leaving the house 1 to 2 hours. Okay, what it is, but I'm getting out the house and my husband, deuces, like, okay. But it's because that's on my list of my vision of what I want to do, because I can sit in the house. It's not that I get overwhelmed or frustrated or anything with my son, but I'm to a point where I'm just like, you have to get out the house still for you alone. And that's your goal, and you're going to do that. Even if I take myself on a date, I'm going to do that. If I want to go do something out the norm, I'm going to go do that. But it's about me showing up for myself and becoming the woman that I want to be. So, being a woman is a lifelong transformation to your higher self. It's not going to happen overnight, but I am cheering for you. So, if you decide to tap into the woman that you want to be, you want to be that woman, let me tell you, I got some good stuff coming for you. But I would love for you to message me and let me know if you want me to share more on how I created my Who She Is list and my 60-day vision, or you just want to learn more of how can you show up for yourself. I would love to chat about it. That's my favorite topic right now, y'all. But I just want to leave you with you this thought. Are you walking into your higher purpose? Are you walking into your higher self? That's a question you should ask yourself daily. Because you don't want to just survive in this life. You want to thrive. You want to live to your fullest potential. So at the end, you can say, I did what I wanted to do or I desired to do. So I'm going to leave you with that. If you like this, share, leave a review. And if you want to chat more, you know you can hit me up on Instagram at jeray.williams. But I will see y'all soon. Bye.